This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States has announced a new round of sanctions against Iran. We get details from AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
The new American sanctions target 31 Iranian scientists, technicians, and companies that had been affiliated with the country's nuclear weapons program. They also subject anyone outside Iran doing business with the 31 to U.S. sanctions. Tehran agreed in 2015 to give up atomic weapons research, and the International Atomic Energy Agency says it's abiding by that promise. But the U.S. pulled out of the accord, and Washington claims a secret Iranian archive shows it preserved the results of its nuclear weapons research. The announcement comes with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on a visit to Lebanon, where he is warning against the influence of the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. I'm Warren Levinson.
Meanwhile, the United States imposed sanctions on Venezuela's development bank, Bandes, one day after the Trump administration warned there would be consequences for the arrest of opposition leader Juan Guaido's top aide. The sanctions freeze assets belonging to the bank and its subsidiaries and prevent U.S. citizens from any dealings with Bandes. The U.S. Treasury said it was slapping the sanctions on all parts of Bandes, including its subsidiaries in Uruguay and Bolivia. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a statement that President Nicolas Maduro and his enablers have distorted the original purpose of the bank as part of a desperate attempt to hold on to power. Guaido, who invoked the Constitution to assume the interim presidency in January, has accused the bank of being used by officials of Maduro's government to steal funds. The announcement comes after Venezuelan authorities detained Guaido's chief of staff, Roberto Marrero, on Thursday in a pre-dawn raid, sparking vows of reprisals from the United States, which backs Guaido. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said